The toddler smiled at me from over her mother's shoulder, her eyes sparkling. A pudgy hand snuck past the tumbling curls that framed her face, and her tiny fingers waved. I didn't wave back. Not because I didn't know the little girl. I knew her quite well. Her name was Abir, Arabic for beautiful, and the raven-haired cutie more than lived up to her name. No, I was ignoring her for a different reason altogether. Like her mother and father, Abir had been dead for almost 3 months. But that didn't stop me from seeing her. I closed my eyes, fighting the urge to return her wave as I had so many times before in the front room of her family's tiny Syrian apartment. Abir's laugh had been almost as intoxicating as her grin. Even now, it took everything within me not to smile on the off chance that the dead toddler, visible only to me, might break her silence and gift me with a giggle in return. But I didn't smile, and I didn't wave, because men who interacted with imaginary children attracted attention. Austin, Texas might be the self-professed home of the weird, but I had no desire to make the acquaintance of the TSA men and women who worked at this airport. So I tried to ignore Abir, and the shake started, right on schedule. The trembling began with a barely noticeable twitch in my left index finger, but left unchecked, the twitching wouldn't stay barely noticeable for long. Taking a deep breath, I curled the offending finger and two of its brethren into the opening chord of Take It Easy by the Eagles, picturing my hand wrapped around the smooth neck of my knockoff Gibson acoustic. But don't get me wrong, I like newer music too, but Eagles songs had deceptively simple chord structures that even amateurs could quickly master, as founding members Don Henley and Gren Fry had proven with hit after hit. Sometimes greatness really was masked by simplicity. How they looking, sir? With a start, I shifted my attention from the phantom toddler to Jeremiah, the shoeshine man, and then to my gleaming Ariat cowboy boots. The airport boasted quite a few shoeshine artists, but only one who'd acquired his skills at the polishing school of hard knocks, Marine Boot Camp. Fine job, Jeremiah. Thank you, sir, Jeremiah said, adjusting his ball cap over tufts of patchy white hair. That'll be $8. Jeremiah's cap was fire engine red with the words Vietnam veteran emblazoned across the front in yellow stitching. Above the words hung an embroidered image of his Vietnam service ribbon. That was it. No unit designations, special forces tabs, or pins denoting previous ranks or medals. Just a faded red hat announcing that, unlike so many of his wayward generation, Jeremiah had answered his country's call to service. Though we'd shared numerous shines, Jeremiah had never once spoken about his time in Vietnam. But I knew that he'd been there. One, because he refused to talk about his service. And two, because he had the look. With Jeremiah, the look manifested as an occasional stare into nothingness, a physical reaction to a mental trauma. In other words, Jeremiah's eyes had seen things that his mind wished he could somehow unsee. I knew the feeling. I took a 10 and a 5 from my wallet and pressed the bills into Jeremiah's gnarled brown fingers. That's too much, Mr. Drake, Jeremiah said with a frown, the expression highlighting the web of wrinkles furrowing his ebony face. For the 1,000th time, I said, call me Matt, and the extra money isn't charity. It's to rent your chair for a spell. Jeremiah shined my boots twice a week, every Monday and Friday at 9 a.m., and had done so for the past 6 weeks. Even so, we still had a variant of this conversation every time I sat down in one of the four high-backed chairs he called an office. In a way, the normality associated with our routine was comforting. Some people had service dogs, a shrink on retainer, or a medicine cabinet stocked with pills. I had a 70-year-old African-American shoeshine artist and a secondhand guitar. I guess I was doing pretty well, all things considered. Them shakes ain't good, Mr. Drake, Jeremiah said, pointing a shoe polish stained finger at my trembling hand. Or not. The spasms had crept past my fingers, and now the muscles in my forearms were dancing, I mentally switched songs from Take It Easy to Ants Marching, trading the simple G-D-C progression for the series of vexing bar chords that Dave Matthews floated across so effortlessly. No luck.